Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
According to reports, Chinese dissident Cao Chunli died in a Chinese hospital after being denied medical treatment for several months. Repeated requests by Ms. Cao's family for her to receive medical treatment for serious health problems were denied. She was only 52. The United States is deeply disturbed by Cao Chunli's death, according to a March 15 statement issued by State Department spokesperson Jan Psaki. The statement notes that Chinese authorities detained Ms. Cao in September 2013 while she was on her way to participate in civil society meetings in preparations for China's Universal Periodic Review at the Human Rights Council last October. The United States repeatedly raised concerns about her detention, including her deteriorating health, with Chinese authorities. This act of retribution against Ms. Cao is part of a systemic pattern of arrests and detentions of public interest lawyers, labor and internet activists, journalists, religious leaders, and others who challenge official Chinese policies and actions. The United States continues to urge China to uphold its international human rights commitments and cease harassment of activists and journalists and their families for peacefully expressing their views. The United States continues to be concerned about the human rights situation in China and will continue to urge Chinese authorities to guarantee all Chinese citizens the protections and freedoms to which they are entitled under China's international human rights commitments.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.